And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. And I'm talking about this show goes like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're gonna kick it off. You know the deal. Every once in a while, I'm resourcing the show, and I'm like, woke this and woke that and all the wokeness, and can we have more wokeness? Wokeness on parade. We got wokeness in depth. We got wokeness in width. And I'm saying, man, when you see all that, you know it's time for another Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
Well, let me just tell you right now, Adventures in Woke World is hitting home today because some of the things that I've got in this stack are happening and developing momentarily. I mean, like literally as we speak. So I was texting back and forth with Jeff Poor from 1819 News and FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile right before the show. And I said, hey, man, I'm not sure if you're aware. I just got a press release. First, the library in Madison has canceled the Brave Books, Moms for Liberty, Kirk Cameron, Riley Gaines event. Claiming that they're concerned about security and they're concerned about counter-protests and they're concerned about crowd size and they're leaning on crowd size. But we all know what it is. And he responded back, I need to see that. Can you email it to me? Send it to him. He just put an article up like within minutes on 1819news.com. What we're hearing right now is that there was an intent to counter-protest this, which was going to be just a pittance, I'll be honest with you. I did not expect much. But start off with this. 1819 had a story, came out this morning. Far-left TikTok influencer plots a protest against Moms for Liberty event in Madison featuring Kirk Cameron, Riley Gaines. Shut the blank up is what it says on the title. On Saturday, parents across the country will gather at local libraries to read patriotic and faith-based books to their kids as part of Kirk Cameron's See You at the Library book reading event. The event at Madison Public Library, hosted by Moms for Liberty in Madison County, is expected to draw over 350 attendees, but it's also attracted a group of far-left protesters planning to hold their own event at the same time across the street. So there's a TikTok influencer. Apparently her name is Lindsay Booker. She goes by the name Birmingham Blue Dot. Take that for what it's worth. Who's been encouraging her followers to show up and protest the new book he's got out called As You Grow. How dare he have a book called As You Grow that talks about the fruits of the Spirit? Anyway, and she wants to hand out books, especially one called Jesus and John Wayne, How White Evangelicals Corrupted a Faith and Fractured a Nation. Boomer, she has now invoked Jesus and John Wayne and called them both bad. This is where we are in America right now. Booker also gave recommendations for protest signs, things like Moms Against Moms for Liberty, or Hey Lunatics, Stop Terrorizing Educators, or Hey Moms for Liberty, Shut the Blank Up. Emily Jones, right now, she's the chair of the Madison County chapter of Moms for Liberty. She is scheduled to be on the show here in about 20 minutes. I know she has her hands full, but I do believe we're going to have her on the show at 3 o'clock because we, like I said, got word, and I have over here in my hot little hands a copy of the press release. First thing I got was a press release from our friend Sheila Bannister. And Sheila sent this in. Have you seen this yet? Well, it came out like right then. She sent it to me. And it's the immediate release, for immediate release, press release from Jay Hickson of the Public Relations Office at the Huntsville-Madison County Public Libraries. And they are claiming that due to the event's anticipated attendance increasing beyond the library's capacity, the library will be unable to host the event. Initially, the organizers of the event reported 20 attendees. But on Tuesday, we learned they're expecting over 300. It just basically, this is crap. Because the idea here is that the fire marshal allows X number in, right? The rest gather in the parking lot and have their own gathering. Oh, how hard is that? Not hard at all. How about this? There's a parking lot where you can hold an alternate event site. How about this? There's a means by which you can make it happen if indeed you want to promote free speech. But if you don't, then the easy way out, Jay Hickson, is just to go, this isn't the too hard to do column, man. Let's cancel this. So the library is available to the public and welcomes all individuals and groups to use its facilities. The safety of library users and staff is of utmost importance. On Wednesday, we notified Moms for Liberty and Brave Books the library venue is no longer available. Today's Thursday. They found out today. Thank you very much. However, here's what the library just found out. Because in the woke wars, you have people now that are hitting back. One of those is an organization called First Liberty. If you're not familiar with First Liberty, you hear my friend Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty come on all the time. Well, First Liberty is a nationally based organization that does similar things to what Matt does here in Alabama. And they are epic good at what they do. And they wrote a stiff letter, which I happened to get a copy of right before the show started. Dear Mrs. Hewitt, that's Cindy Hewitt, the executive director of the Huntsville-Madison County Libraries. Not the public relations guy. They're addressing theirs to the actual executive director. First Liberty Institute is the nation's largest law firm dedicated exclusively to defending and restoring religious liberties for all Americans. We represent Brave Books and Kirk Cameron. As you are aware, she says, until yesterday, you supported the event in Huntsville, Alabama at every step, including offering a large room at the Madison Public Library branch to accommodate the 250 local residents who plan to attend. However, upon learning that Mr. Cameron and his friend and Brave Books author Riley Gaines will be attending in person, you abruptly canceled the event, citing, quote, security concerns from a potential protest of Mr. Cameron. We write to inform you that should you persist in the cancellation of this event, you will have engaged in unlawful and unconstitutional religious viewpoint and content discrimination in violation of the Alabama Constitution and the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. They go on then to cite several cases and give you some good, strong legal grounds from which you should not be allowed to do this. Then they also point this out. It says the Supreme Court is wary of any administrator, whether librarian, mayor, or governor, who is imbued with power that smacks of the possibility of censorship through uncontrolled discretion. What that basically means is you're acting like a bureaucrat. And you being a bureaucrat don't have the authority to trample on the First Amendment. And you also, by the way, can't have unilateral sole authority like this. There's no administrative review here. We cannot see that you ever applied any due process. You just made a decision on your own behalf, and you decided to cancel something which smacks of censorship. And it goes on from there to just basically lay it all out. And even says, appeals to your phantom security concerns cannot override the First Amendment. The Supreme Court has made quite plain that government officials cannot impose anything like a modified heckler's veto in which religious activity is proscribed based on perceptions or discomfort. It's a great letter. It's a great letter. But they end it with this. It may just be one event, just a story time at the local library by a Christian children's book author that you have canceled. Large or small, such unbridled censorship impacts the freedom of speech upon which we all depend in this free society. Further, because the loss of First Amendment freedoms for even minimal periods of time unquestionably constitutes irreparable injury, your decision places Madison County libraries in legal jeopardy. It cites the case law for which they would stand if they had to go to court. I'm just telling you, folks, this is nuts. This is an event where you're going to wind up having a couple of people that are famous show up to smile and wave at a bunch of kids and parents and read books that are nothing but faith and freedom and family. That's what they are. Now, you can have drag queen story hour, and you can prance around and pole dance in front of kids, And everybody's going to call it just culture. It's just fun, and it's inclusive. We need to celebrate our diversity. But how dare we have a patriotic, faith-filled opportunity for parents to come and believe that their kids won't be indoctrinated by wokeness, and it gets canceled? Well, this kind of cancellation, y'all, I'm telling you, this is not going to end well if the Madison County Library doesn't become super cooperative real quick. I mean, if they come out and say, listen, we'll work with you. You can have the parking lot. You can set up a tent out there. We'll support that. We let you have the bathrooms for your availability. It's just too big inside. Or we'll you know, whatever. But this ain't going to stand. This ain't going to stand at all. Lastly, I'll point out this before we go to the break. As regards our friends in Moms for Liberty, you may recall that they were put on the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list. Moms for Liberty. How scary does that sound? Moms for Liberty? That's like a bunch of commies. Moms for Liberty, bunch of Nazis, bunch of jackboot marching thugs, brown shirts. No, it's some moms who just want their kids to have opportunities to grow up without being indoctrinated by liberal wokeness. And they don't do anything except speak at school boards and encourage people to get active and maintain traditional values, conservative principles, and godliness. But the Daily Signal reports that there's an app. I'm not familiar with this one. It's a social networking platform called Nextdoor. It bills itself as an app to help bring neighbors together. It's a communications app. You can kind of link up your teams and send messages to all your people. But apparently Nextdoor relies on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list. And so Nextdoor, the group that, or the app that bills itself as bringing neighbors together, has now banned Moms for Liberty. Really? Yep, they've been deplatformed. And it's not going over very well with Moms for Liberty, and it shouldn't. All right, boom shakalaka, we'll take a break right now. We'll do that, and we'll come right back. I got other stuff besides just the event in Huntsville, but coming up top of the hour, all goes to plan. We'll have Emily Jones calling in, giving us a scoop on what we know so far, where we're going with Saturday's event. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. We're in Adventures for Woke World. I have a feeling this one may take on some life of its own. I did get confirmation a moment ago. Emily from Moms for Liberty is going to be on the air with us shortly. So y'all stand by at the top of the hour to get them on and get somebody in who's got, you know, firsthand knowledge of what's happening. In the meantime, I have got callers waiting in line right now, so let me jump on line one there. Is that Jeffro? Jeff from Indiana. How you doing there, news-breaking Jeff?
Well, I'd be doing a lot better if I knew the rocket was going to stay in place, but apparently it's not.
It's apparently not, brother, and I got confirmation that confirmed your confirmation just a little while ago. State Senator Tom Butler sent word through somebody else that, they've already begun taking it down. And they're going to repurpose parts of it, and I don't know what they're going to do. Anyway, it's a mess, bro.
Yeah, I just passed it about 2 minutes ago, and, the rocket engines are gone. They're really not doing anything to it right now, just standing there. Nobody's working on it. But it's kind of a sad day that I'll be able to get – I always be able to tell when I'm out in Alabama, it's like, well, there's the rocket.
Yeah.
Now I'll just say, well, I guess it's not hilly anymore.
Yeah, I mean, how many years you been driving that route?
About five.
Yeah. So five years times 20 something weeks, you know, probably, or 52 weeks out of a year. And I would say you probably do that at least, what, 4 or 5 times a week?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm 5 to 6 days a week. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's a sad day. I mean, I just find that it just feels like nobody cared what the public opinion was. Nobody cared. They just went ahead and did their thing.
Has anybody got a plan of what they're going to put up in its place or not?
No, I'm hearing right now that WAFF Channel 48, which is one of the local news affiliates up there, has already been trying to track this down and get somebody to tell them what the plan is. But they're saying right now, what I do know is that, I can't tell from what I got from somebody here is truly accurate, but it says that part of it may go to the Space and Rocket Center, part of it may go out to Redstone Arsenal. And then there's a plan for parts of it just to come down without any plan yet. I don't know, bro. It's got, they're not being very transparent. How about that?
Yeah. Imagine government being non-transparent, huh?
Yeah. Figure.
On this library thing.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a public library. It's open to the public. Everybody just go ahead and show up. I mean, case closed. I mean, you walk into people's, whatever the capacity of the building is, just put that many people in the building. Walk around,
you know.
And then rest of them in the parking lot. You can read in the parking lot just the same as you can inside.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. I just, The whole thing is nuts, man. They've known for a while what was brewing here, and they waited to the very the 11th hour to say, you know, we just think not. And you can see right through what's happening. Hey, Jeff, I got somebody else on line too, man. Let me go grab them real quick, all right? You be safe out there.
Have a good one, Phil.
See you, buddy. Line two, Alan Hartzell, how you doing?
I am upright and breathing and fired up.
Come on.
All right, I've already told Boomer I'm going to try to keep this as clean as possible.
Okay.
Because 160 countries are crossing the border between the South.
Right.
If these people are so disgusted with this country, why don't you just pack your stuff and leave? I mean, it's got to where I don't usually get real fired up, but this is getting to be a joke. I mean, it's pitiful.
Well,
people have got to start standing up and saying, look, if you don't like it here, pack up and leave. That's just the way I look at it.
Well, I think you're right. And then, you also look at it, too, and the people standing up and saying how they feel is exactly what Saturday at the public library is supposed to be, and they're trying to shut it down.
That's it. That's another thing that I'm aggravated. They was we like to talk both, see both sides of an issue. No, they don't.
No,
they don't. Mm-mm. It's when is people going to finally respond? And every time they stand up, guess what? Oh, you're a redneck hooligan, communist, socialist. What are they talking about?
Yeah.
They're doing exactly what they say they're not going to do.
Well, that's
and if you don't like it here, pack up and leave.
I'm with you, Alan.
I tell you what, pack up and go to Cuba. Go to Venezuela. See what kind of mess.
Just
you get
go float out there in the ocean and see how it feels. But Alan, appreciate the call, man. Thank you much. I think we share that sentiment. I got a number of different text messages, and I love the one I just got from Roughly Ann from Huntsville. That's the one that we didn't read yesterday. I was talking about follow me being the motto of the infantry. And Roughly Ann said yesterday, I'm headed out to glue myself to the rocket. Follow me. And she just said it again. She goes, I'm headed out to glue myself to the rocket. It's back on. Robbie from Montana just said, knowing Biden, the rocket will probably go up to Colorado. That stabs. JT, Lacey Springs, Madison Library needs to be asked if it were a drag book reading, would it be canceled? Yeah, I just don't bet on it. Navy Phil from Athens, next drag queen story hour scheduled, then Mobs for Liberty should announce that they and we liberty lovers are coming to protest. Brother, I agree. So here's the thing, y'all. That's exactly right. Now, I'm not talking about, by the way, I'm not talking about like violence or, making fools of ourselves. But I am saying if you see that there's drag queen story hour going on at the library, it's your library too. You're allowed to show up and say, this is inappropriate. I'm just here to make it known. And they're going to get upset and you're going to be a homophobe. And guess what? They'll call you those names whether you come or not. So why not? So yeah, nothing wrong with showing up at our public library when they're doing things that we believe are incorrect, and just saying, yeah, we're here, we're going to watch, we're going to film, by the way, we're going to film. And then just like we found out, was it last year, the dude who was a middle school teacher, that his nighttime hobby was doing drag, and he was doing drag queen story hour with young kids, and we helped break that story, and he's not teaching anymore. And I don't mean that we're going out there and cancel people and dox them and all that kind of stuff. But what happens is they don't like being seen in the light of day. There's a reason why drag is in costume. You can't really tell who they are. And they can keep it a secret. And they can gussy themselves up and pretend that they're lampooning women and making all kinds of, sexual innuendos and things in front of kids. No reason why, though, if they're going to do that at our public library, we can't go and we can't film and we can't also stand there and say, we reject this as being incorrect, impolite, and oh, not by the way, it's prurient. It's something that is wrong. It is absolutely like baseless in terms of whether it should be allowed or not. All right, listen, y'all stay tuned. We're going to keep this topic going. I'm pretty sure that Woke World is going to carry on half the show at this point, but Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty, Madison County, will be on the air momentarily. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.